share with you out of the fifth chapter of Paul's writing to the Romans. Now I'll read verses 6 through 9 again for your consideration. The Bible reads, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Supporting scripture coming from Ephesians 1 and 7. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his glory." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, justified by his blood. Justified by his blood. If there is somebody in here that don't know, then we're going to try to help you find out who Jesus is. Because it's a shame not to know who the Lord God is. Because he's the one that has been making a way for you. Then there are those of us that know, but we tend to forget just who he really is. Because we feel like we do things on our own. But I thank God that we realize that he is God all by himself. And every one of us need the Lord this morning. And we thank God for being that God that is always right there by our sides. So because of that, we thank God for this day's journey. We thank God for our yesterdays, but our yesterday has already come and gone. And it don't matter what you have had to go through yesterday. God blessed you and he brought you through. And you're able to say this morning, I'm still here. There are those of us this morning have a testimony that I'm not what I used to be. And so I'm just so thankful to where the Lord God has brought me. But then we understand this morning that it's not because of us. It's not because of the things that we've laid aside. It's not because of the money we pay. It's not because of the ministry that we may serve on. It's all because of the grace and the power of a loving God. That's the same God that blessed us and allowed us this opportunity to come and to assemble ourselves together just one more time. And after coming, we come this morning for the main purpose of sharing the love of Jesus. And as we witness the manifestation of God's power this morning, we've seen how the Lord God can move from breast to breast and from heart to heart, and how we realize that the Spirit of the Lord is a sweet spirit, and we ought to be thankful that God has blessed us with that spirit. We come this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's because of him this morning that I realize that we all have our being, because without him, we couldn't move, we couldn't talk, we wouldn't even exist if it had not been for the power of a loving God. That God that decided one day that I'm going to make man in my very own image. And he just scooped up some dust from the ground and formed man into his image. And then realized that man is just a piece of clay. So I breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And we all became living souls. Now that we are living, a lot of us realize that life is a wonderful thing to have. And we know that we're living, we know that we're going to die, but we want to do what we can while we yet still have a chance. We've been instructed to lean not to our own understanding, but to allow the Spirit of our Lord our God to lead and direct our very path. We can all agree this morning of the fact that God has done great things for all of us, even in times when we know that we didn't deserve it. God still blessed us. That's mercy. God is a loving God, and God has the power, and God has so much love for us that he is able to sometimes, not necessarily look over, but just sort of wait on us. to recognize where we are and to come to him in prayer and to ask him for his forgiveness, because we got to understand that we are not exempt from going through. We are not exempt from having trials, tribulations. We are not exempt from knowing what sin is, because we got to understand that it's all over the world. Regardless of what our testimony is today, whether we're saved or not, God blesses and allows his son to shine on the just as well as the unjust. The Bible declared that God is a God that is without respect of persons. He's the one that we can depend on every day. Every day God is the same. He never changes. He's not like a lot of us, that we're kind of on the wishy-washy side. One minute we'll talk to you, the next minute we look like we don't even see you. It amazes me, and sometimes we have to pray because folk can rub you the wrong way. It amazes me how you see even saints that go to God's house, and they may not be one of your saints, but if you're a child of the King and you know God, it ought to be just common sense to be able to respond. If somebody say, how you doing today? You ought to admit, if nothing else, you ought to nod your head or say something. Just the other day, I was picking up some food. A young lady was standing there, and an old man was sitting there, so I didn't want to just acknowledge him. So I said, how are y'all doing today? So he turned around, and he spoke, and she was closer to me. She didn't say a mumbling word. I got so hot down on the inside. I don't care who you are. We all need prayer. Because I went somewhere I didn't need to go. I didn't say it to her, but I said it so she could hear it. So you must not be doing too good today because your lips stuck. And I'm sure that didn't help the matter, because she's in ease right beside me and she still didn't say a word, and I never said another word myself. But I got in the car and I began to think about it. It's a shame how we adieu one another and we call ourselves children of the Most High King. What harm is it? Even if you don't like somebody, you can still wave your hand. It's not what they do unto you, it's what you do unto them. And you got to be careful. So I need your prayer, because I was wrong for running my mouth the way I did. Just because you do the right thing sometimes, that don't mean that you're right in your response because of the reaction that you get. Even though why I had to share that, but somebody must be going through that or going to go through that before the week is over. So don't be like Pastor, hold your tongue and just pray for them in your secret closet and everything will be all right. Because one thing I do know, that if we do one another right, God will bless us. And that we don't do to him, we don't do to God. So I thank God. I thank God for just allowing me another opportunity to just ask the Lord, forgive me for stepping out of bounds. Regardless of what our testimony might be this morning, we got to trust that Jesus died for every one of us. He gave his life in carrying his suffering and bloodshed that was for us and for the sins and for the wrongdoings that we have done in our lives. That blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood that we can declare will never lose its power. Believe it or not, there's power in the blood. And if for some reason you don't believe it, try him. And you will look at life in a different way. If you don't know who God is, then you don't know what real peace is all about. If you don't know God, you don't know what joy and happiness is all about. Money can buy you a whole lot of things, but it can't buy you the joy of Jesus. Now, I'm here this morning as a servant of the Most High God to share a word of hope and encouragement. We're living in a time where the enemy is setting traps and robbing our brothers and sisters of their peace of mind and their joy. A time when it seems like people are not concerned about the destiny of their souls. Been said that we're living in the last days. And if we read our word and take notice, we can see the signs of the judgment. And as we look at the signs, as we see those things that are going on, there's a song that says, judgment day is coming and it won't be long. But now how long, we don't know, because the Bible declared no man knows the day nor the hour. But we do know that there is going to be a day of judgment. The question is, who shall be able to stand? Are we working out our soul's salvation? Are we just wasting valuable time? You see, when we don't take time out to praise God, when we don't take time out to recognize or honor him, then we are wasting precious time. Every day we ought to try to get a little bit closer to God, because day by day we're getting closer to death. So we're going to meet him very soon. I'm just so glad that physical death is not the end, for we have hope of eternal life. And oh, those of us that know that if we die in the Lord, that everything is going to be all right. If we die as believers, then we know that God is going to be right there in the midst of what we're going through. If you had to answer the question today, whether you will be on the right hand of God, or will you live with him eternally in life, will you die, or what would your answer be? A lot of us, we don't even like to really respond to the question, are you saved? Some of us don't even really know whether we're saved or not, because we realize that we changed some things, and then life brought about some changes, and the enemy began to make us think that what we had, we don't have. So you got to be careful about the enemy. Just because you're saved, that don't make you perfect. Just because you're saved, that don't mean that you do everything just right. And I'm not trying to justify the little thing that we don't do right, but I'm just trying to let you know that it's by grace that we are saved, not by any merits of our own. So a lot of time when we begin to think that we've done it all ourselves, we become self-righteous. We become those folk that look down on other folk because we have double standards. I can say what I want to say. I can do what I want to do, but I want you to treat me like somebody. But if we're going to say here in Fowles Chapel that everybody is somebody, from the least of us to the greatest of us, we are all children of the Most High God. From the least of us to the greatest of us, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. As we hear the word of God, we realize that there are two kinds of people. Regardless of our color, regardless of our nationality, the world is just full of believers and unbelievers. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all encompasses every one of us. There's no way that you can say that you don't know what sin is, because the Bible declared that it is written that there is none righteous, no, not one. So I don't know how it is that sometimes we get up on the high horse and we begin to think that we're a little better than somebody else just because we got a good testimony. That there are those of us that know how to put the right words together and put that little slang in there and begin to move just a little bit. But I want to let you know that it's not about you. It's not about what you're doing. It's about who you are and who you belong to. Because we have a God that is able to bless you. Bible declared we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So at some point in our lives, some changes has to be made. As toddlers, somebody took the time out to try to teach us right from wrong. And we got old enough to get into a church house and start going to Sunday school. And we began to find out who Jesus was. And Jesus and the word of God began to let us know that there are things in our life that will convict us. There are things in our life that will make us feel bad about what we said and how we reacted. But the Bible declares unto us that all unrighteousness is sin. We have a tendency to label certain sins as to be those things that are detrimental to us. There are those of us that feel like that as long as I'm not drinking, I'm all right. There are those of us that feel like that as long as I'm not one of those that are addicted on drugs, I'm all right. But don't you know God don't like your lying tongue? Don't you know God don't like your judgmental spirit? Don't you know God even does not like the fact that you don't even acknowledge who he is? You get up and breathe his air, eat his food, and don't even take time to say thank you. Am I talking to anybody in here? There are those of us that we don't call on the name of the Lord until things begin to go rough. Anybody found themselves on occasion saying, oh Lord, have mercy on me. And yesterday you weren't thinking about God, but this morning I forgot you. You can't get up out the bed, so now you need the mercy of God. Now you need something to touch that feeble body of yours. How many of you know that you don't have to get old to have arthritis? We we got just as many sick young folk as we got older people. So we ought to be thankful that God has blessed us and is yet still keeping us. God blesses us, and because of who he is, we realize that we are all on the same boat. All of us have to go to God in prayer. All of us realize that there had been a time that we've had sin in our lives. Sin is a transgression and overstepping of the law. Sin is the divine boundary between good and evil. Sin is a departure from what's right. Sin is also defined as missing the mark. You know how sometimes you're trying to do all that you know how to do, but you just seem like you miss out on something? A failure to meet divine standards and the absence of righteousness. So if you're not right, you're wrong. And if you're wrong, then there must be some sin somewhere. So how do we handle the problem of sin? Now, our elders, our parents, they handle sin with switches, belts. I never got one with an iron cord, but I heard of folk talking about they got it. Most I had was the switch and the belt. And, of course, the hand, because you can get smacked in the lips, knocked upside the head any time of the day. That's how we have handled sin. Now, in society, we handle sin in a way that some of us feel like that we're exempt from it, and we shun those that we feel like are in a sinful state. We have sometimes the mindset that even because of what they look like on the outside, we already get in our mind that they are about nothing. But you got to be careful of the folk that you criticize. The Bible declared that you might be entertaining an angel, even though he's a stranger. It could be an angel unaware that an angel don't necessarily have to have on a raiment of white clothing. An angel sometimes come to you in the midst, just like any other man or woman. Anybody know that there are some angels in your life that don't have wings, that they're flying up and down in the space? But we got to trust the power of a loving God. Now, Paul tells us that in order to be saved, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So what is it that justifies our belief? Our supporting text tells us in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So our righteousness comes through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Grace being that unmerited favor of God towards us. His blood that paid the price for all of our sins. The only one that can forgive is God himself. Now, we got to understand that he's the one that can only forgive the sin that we've committed against him. He's the one that realizes that he is God all by himself. And there's no limit as to what our Lord can do. We got to understand that he is truly a God that knows us inside out. And I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is that thing that we need this morning. When you realize and talk about being justified, you got to understand that justified means to be declared righteous in the sight of God. Justified means to be free from human guilt and the penalty attached to grievous sins. So if you want to be justified, if you want to be redeemed from your sins, you got to trust the power of a living God. You got to know that God will be right there by your side. You got to know that there's nobody that can do you like the power of a loving God. I want to let you know this morning that if you have sin in your life, today is a good day to try to get on the other side. Today is a good day to try to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. I want to let you know that when we talk about justification, we got to know that God will be right there in the midst of everything that you're going through. Let us look here at the results of justification. Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Christ. Even though sometimes we get a little down, we get a little downhearted. But I called on the name of a mighty God, and I found that there's peace in the power of God himself. For whom we have access by faith in the power of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I want to know, do you have faith in the power of God? Or is your faith in your own merits? Do you think that you're going to get by saying that I'm going to do it after a while? You got to stop putting it on the back burner, and you got to start trusting the power of a loving God. I don't know if you know about the power of God, but the power of God comes through the blood of Jesus. I want to let you know this morning that we don't want to glory in our tribulation. Because when we go through our trials and tribulations, that puts us down on bended knees. Is there anybody in here that ever found themselves praying in the middle of the day, didn't wait to the midnight hour, but found out that it's time for me to call on the Lord? For I got some things going on in my life, and I realize that I can't make it all by myself. So I'm going to try the power of a loving God. Every now and again, I get a little bit impatient. But the Bible says patience and experience will give you hope. There's somebody that already know that I tried the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. I was going through some things in my life, and the Lord God stepped in and made everything all right. I want to let you know that I'm not ashamed because of the love of my God. The love of God has touched me down on the inside, for I found out in the word of God, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For while we were in our mess, while we were running around doing the wrong thing, Jesus Christ was already died for your sins and for my sins. Now Paul says, scarcely will a man die for anybody. But I know a man that gave up his life, that died for each and every one of us. And if you don't know God, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to let you know that God commended his love toward us. For in that while we were yet sinners, while I was in my mess, Christ died for me. And I want to know if there's anybody here that realize that you got sin in your life. You realize that there are things that you don't do just right. There are things that you want to go to God in prayer. The Lord God say, turn from your wicked way. You got to learn how to call on the name of the Lord. And when I call on the name of God, I realize that it's going to be all right. For much more now, I've been justified by the blood of the Lamb. Anybody know anything about that blood? Anybody know that the Lord God is right by your side? I want to talk to those that love God. For I realize that as long as I'm justified by the blood of the Lamb, I will be delivered from the wrath of God. For when you stand before the judgment seat of God, you're going to see that everything that you've done in your life, every lie that you told, everything that you said, is written down in the book of life. And I want to know, is there anybody here that want to tell your God, thank you. Thank you for justifying me. Thank you for giving me righteousness. Thank you for being a forgiving God. Lord, I want to thank you because I want to know. I want to let you know that the only way that you're going to be saved from your sin, you got to believe that Jesus Christ died, got up on the third day. But let us go to Calvary now, for that's where justification started in our life. For they hung him high and they stretched him out wide. They tell me that they beat him with many stripes, and by his stripes we are healed. Is there anybody in here got an illness in their body? I want to let you know that healing is in the stripes of Jesus. When they hung him there on the cross, and they beat him all across his back, and the blood that was shed down, that was the blood that cleansed us from our sin. I want to let you know that when God went to Calvary's Hill, he could have come down and died, but he stayed up there and died. He said, Father, forgive forgive them, for they know not what they do. For I come to live, but I come to die. I come to die so my children can live. Is there anybody that believes that Jesus died for your sin? If you know that he died for your sins and my sin, then you ought to accept his salvation. You ought to humble yourself. You ought to open up your heart. There's somebody that said they were backed up against the wall. Well, I want to let you know that God will give you power to come up out of that situation. God is the one that looks high and looks down low. He's the one this morning that knows your ins and your outs. He's the one this morning that can make a way out of no way. I want to let you know that my God did not die in vain. I want to let you know that he declared righteousness. His blood was shed for all mankind. And because of the blood of Jesus, there's nothing like the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. But the blood. Now, is there anybody here with your holy and sanctified self realize that there was a day when you were lost in sin and you didn't see your way out? But God opened up his compassion and said, I love you anyhow. I'm just waiting on you to open up your mouth and tell me that you're sorry. You got to learn how to repent. See, some of us are so stubborn. Some of us don't want to admit that we've done some things wrong, but wrong is wrong, and it doesn't matter who do it. A lot of us think that because of where I am, you can't touch me, but I serve a God that if I go to the highest height, he's already right there. If I go to the lowest depth, he's already down there. In the midst of everything, I know God is right there, and I love my God. Is there anybody love God? Anybody thank God that you're not where you used to be? Now, I want to know this morning where the believers are. Where are those this morning that was in sin, but you made a change in your life? If you know this morning that you're not what you used to be, you ought to be glad to stand up on your feet and tell your God, thank you. I want to thank you for the blood. What can why? The blood of my God. I've been justified. I'm righteous because of the blood, but I'm still covered in flesh. And because I'm in flesh, I need my God every day of my life. Because I'm in the flesh, I need God to help me remember that it's not all about me. But when I go down on bended knee and I talk to my God and I say, oh Lord, bless my family. Oh Lord, bless my church. Oh Lord, bless my soul. But most of all, forgive me for the wrong that I've done. For I can't lead if I don't call on Jesus. I can't be what I need to be if I don't come out of my mess. So repent, be baptized, trust the power of God, and know that your justification comes from the blood, and the blood came from Jesus. And what can wash you better than that blood? The blood of Jesus will wash you, it'll cleanse you, and it'll keep you. If you are a believer this morning, you can only believe because you've been justified to say that it's all right now. Because I gave it over to the Lord, and it's all right now. There's not one of us that don't know what sin is. And it's easy to get caught up in sin. But I know a God that is still a forgiving God. God does not look on us as man does. As we said last week, his thoughts are not like our thoughts. Because he understands where your weaknesses are. And that's why he says in his word, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Not judge them. Not push them down. Not walk by them like they're better than them. But let that brother know that it's all right. Now, here I stand in this role preaching God's gospel. And I'm no better than my brother right here that is listening to me preach the gospel. Both of us have sinned and come short of God's glory. And there may have been times that society pointed their fingers at us and said we wasn't going to be nothing. But don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the haters. Listen to what God says. God says that he is able and you've been justified by his blood. Not because of your position. See, now sometimes you get up looking a mess. You get up and you spruce up. You come out. Somebody say you clean up good. But you just clean the outside. It takes the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from within. And let me tell you something. I don't need an MRI for God to see how much I love him. Because he has an x-ray vision that can look all the way through your body. And any infirmity that is there, God's power can be manifest by his spirit. But you got to believe and you got to have faith. The key to all of it is having faith that his dying was not in vain. And believing that I'm justified by the blood. Not because of my testimony. Not because of my position. Not because of my experiences in life. But it was the blood of Jesus that justifies, that gives me a right to salvation. And not only to me, but to all them that trust. And all of them, hallelujah, that believe. Those of us that are in doubt. Those of us that are not confident to say that, yes, I'm saved. You must come to grips with the mere fact that it's not a thing that you got to prove to nobody. You can't please folk and God. If you please God first, then the folk will fall in place. Don't beat yourself to death trying to please folk. Don't try to get them to smile. Don't try to get them to love you. But you love them as God has loved you. And then you will know that you're justified in your way of living. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, is doing, and then those things that we're expecting him to do for all of us. No sin. Sin is a dangerous thing, but there's more power in the blood of Jesus than there are in your sinful flesh. So all you got to do is turn it over to the Lord and he'll make everything all right. This morning, after hearing that all of us have been in a position where sin has abound, but isn't it a blessing that many of us can say, I'm not the sinner I used to be. I may not be perfect, but I'm on my way. Day by day, I pray and I trust just to get a little closer. And then let me say this and I'm finished. Don't take for granted your salvation and your walk with God. Because just because you got it right, just because you've given your life to him, that don't mean you can go sit down and start praying. That don't mean that you've already arrived. Because I want to let you know the enemy is really mad right now. And he's trying to find a way to pull you from where you are with God. But I serve a God that meets you wherever you are. And he meets you with his arms wide open. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.